Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 8th Perek of Masechet Bava Kamma. We are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. So says the Mishnah, Afal Pishu Nosin Lo, even though he gives the Chamisha Dvarim, he pays the Nezik Tzar Ribo Yishev Zeboshes, Ein Nimcha Lo Achi Yevakish Mimenu. You're not really forgiven until you ask Mechila, like any Ben Adam L'Chavero. It's not enough that you pay and say, okay, now that I paid, I'm off the hook. No, you also wronged another person, and part of the Tshuva process is to ask for Mechila. Shnemar Vata Shave Eshes. Pasuk says Hashem came to Avimelech and told him, "You got to give Sarah back to her husband, you know, and then he'll daven for you, and everything will work out." So apparently, it wasn't enough to give Sarah back. He also has to ask for mechila from Avram Avinu for having taken Sarah. Now, if someone asks you for mechila, how do I know that you shouldn't be cruel and you should be forthcoming with it? That Avram, in fact, Davin for him, and Avimelech had a refuah because of that. If a person says, knock out my eye, cut off my hand, break my leg, chayiv, the guy who does it is still going to be chayiv to pay for the injury. Al menas lifto, but if you say, do this to me, so that you will be pater, with the understanding that you'll be pater, and chayiv, then the guy is still going to have to pay, because no one wants to really suffer pain, and he didn't really mean to say that that he's going to be pater. No one would ever pater someone from for such a thing. Karas ksusi shavaras kadi. If a person said, tear my clothing or break my kad, my jug, chayiv, so then he's chayiv to pay for the damage, because the owner couldn't have been serious about that. Almanas luftar, but if he said, when he asked me, to damage you, is it almanas that I'm going to be putter? So then, and he says yes. So then, putter. Then he's taka going to be putter, because even though a person would not be willing to forgive physical harm, they will be willing to forgive monetary harm. Now, if he told you to do it to somebody else, whether it be on his guf or on his mamon, almanas liftar, then you're going to be chayiv anyway. You should not trust someone who says to go damage somebody else. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, now we'll move on to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hagozel Eitzim Vason Kelim. If a person steals pieces of wood and makes them into Kelim, Tzemer Vason Begadim. If he steals wool and turns it into clothing, Mishalim Kshasa Gezela. He pays what it was worth at the time that he had stolen it. Gozel Paramu Beres Vialda. If he stole a pregnant cow and it gave birth, Rachel to Uno Gzaza, he stole a sheep that was full of wool and he sheared the sheep, Mishalim Dmei Paro Medes Leilid. He pays the value of a highly pregnant cow, meaning of a cow that's about to give birth, Dmei Rachel Medes Leigazes, or he pays the value of a sheep that is going to get, that's about to be shorn, because the animal is basically the same animal, so you pay for that. You don't have to give back the newborn or the wool, because that's something that's brand new. Gazel part of an Isabra Etzlov Yalda. If you steal a cow and it became pregnant while it was in your property, the Ganav's property, the Goslin's property, and then it gave birth, Rachel v'nitana etzol gzaza, he stole a sheep and it grew a bunch of wool, and then he sheared that wool, Meshalim k'shasa gzela, he pays what it was worth at the time that he had stolen it, because the change that happened to it was his own change that happened to it. Zaklal kol gzaza, Meshalim k'shasa gzela, every Goslin pays what it pays based on the shasa gzela, based on the time of the Gezela. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah in Perek Ches, we had learned that even though you paid all your payments, you still need to ask Mechila, and we learned from Avram Avinu that when someone asks Mechila, you should be forthcoming with the Mechila. We said that if a person says, I want you to physically assault me, even if he says, Almanas Liftar, he didn't really mean it, and you're going to be Chayiv if you do it, but if he says, I want you to damage my property, and it's Almanas Liftar, then you're going to be pater. But if he says do something to somebody else, whether it's a physical assault or a damage to property, even almanas liftar, you're going to be chayiv. Then in Mishnah Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, we said that if someone steals wood and turns him into kelim or wool and turns it into clothing, you pay based on what it was worth at the time that you stole it. If you steal a pregnant cow and it gave birth, or a laden sheep and it was shorn, you pay what a very pregnant cow or a very laden sheep is going to be worth. But if you stole a cow that wasn't pregnant and became pregnant while you had it and then it gave birth, or you stole a sheep that didn't have any wool and it grew wool while you had it, and then you short, it was shorn, you only pay what it was worth, kishasa gzela, because the rule is, kala gazlanim, always pay kishasa gzela. Okay, Belshem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Peis.